It's Tina Smith.
Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine. How are you all doing? Is the water high there, too?
Oh, yeah. Not. We don't have it as tough as our friends in Rainy Lake, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that, but I know it's a lot. Yeah. A lot of water.
Yeah. There was some of it up in that, like, Fortown Grigla area, pretty washed out up there earlier in the spring, but... But that's not what we're... gathered here to talk about today. I understand that you helped push through some legislation to help our veterans.
Yeah, I am so excited to let everyone know about this. The United States Senate is about to pass one of the biggest improvements to veterans' health benefits in VA history, really. It's a big bipartisan bill that will make sure that millions of veterans that were exposed to toxic burn pits, Agent Orange, or radiation can get the health benefits that they've earned without having to jump through a bunch of hoops and basically prove that the reason that they have cancers or other serious illnesses is because of their service and their exposure. This is a huge win for veterans and long overdue, and I'm really proud that my bipartisan bill that helps make sure veterans that were exposed to radiation in the Marshall Islands decades ago they've been fighting to get the health care that they need for literally decades. And think about it. These are veterans that were sent in to clean up radiation, sometimes in nothing but a pair of shorts and rubber boots. And then when they developed cancer, they had to say, yep, I cleaned up that radiation and that's why. And so I'm just really very glad to get this over the finish line.
Right. So the VA, my auntie used to work there, and it's kind of synonymous with the hoops. Now, what sort of proofs did they need to use to have to, like, wasn't proof of service enough?
No, that was the thing. Proof of service was not enough. They also needed to prove sort of a nexus between the cancer or the serious illness that they had and their service, which, as you can imagine, is really difficult. You look back, sometimes it might be just a couple of years, but sometimes it might have been decades that you have to prove, yes, I was cleaning up that toxic burn pit. Yes, I was exposed to Agent Orange, and now I have cancer. Now it's just presumed that if you served and you were in those locations, that is enough to get you access to that health care. And I know what you mean. I've heard from so many veterans and veteran service organizations in Minnesota about how it can sometimes be a real challenge to get the Veterans Administration to be responsive. And this is a big step in the right direction. There are other parts of this bill that will make make the Veterans Administration give them ways of being more responsive to veterans, and that I believe will really, really be helpful, especially for veterans in rural parts of the state who have to sometimes travel hundreds of miles to get to their care.
All right. Well, is there anything else, veterans or otherwise, other news that you'd like to share with us before I let you go today?
I think we've covered it. I appreciate very much having the chance to talk with you. Thanks for your interest in this, Larissa.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator Smith. Until next time.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.